Blog Talk Radio.
Unpopular, one was made fun of. I had to stay away from a lot of people because I didn't feel accepted by society since I was a little boy. I didn't do anything wrong. It's just that they thought I was too odd, too tall, too big, too fat, or something. And I didn't have the right personality. I wasn't the coolest or whatever. You know, once in a while I do good in school, but I wasn't necessarily always the smartest, you know. But I didn't care so much because when I was younger as much, like when I was 10 or 11 or 9, because I was a kid, I felt the closest one, the one that I really wanted to get the attention from, was my dog and cat and my mom and dad. But home was difficult, and they did the best they could. I wouldn't repeat, my parents did the best they could, but when my cat and dog died, and when I was a teenager, I started looking outside. I mean, I guess when you're a teenager, you start looking outside for it, because you wanted to get out and do some things, but I didn't have really any friends, and the ones that did talk bad about me and did bad things to me, so they wasn't really friends. So I really wanted to be accepted, so I did things. I was like, oh yeah, I want to hang out, you guys. So, it was really awful the way they treated me, particularly when to Washington D.C. It's like, that was really a memory I couldn't believe. We just went on a field trip, and these kids were just didn't want to sit next to me for some reason. I did nothing to them. Kids were cruel. But as I got a teenager, I moved on. I wasn't accepted in my high school, and no relationships whatsoever. I was a complete outcast. It did affect me mentally. All the things in there, because I was an outcast, It's too odd, weird, crazy, or not well, whatever. It's called rehab. Well, anyway, it affected me, my self-esteem. So, when I became a songwriter, singer, I written all this stuff about the badness of my, teenagehood. It was a lot of more things that I want to talk about, but purpose of this show is to talk about that, the acceptance. I wanted to be accepted, and I felt that the grass was greener on the other side. In other words, everybody seemed to really have great lives, girlfriend, boyfriend, or whoever, and seemed to be was hanging out with somebody, and I wasn't. So it affected me, and then I did rebel. I rebelled and came to California. And I wanted to be a star, because a star is where I can get the acceptance. So I love to sing in front of an audience, and they're going to give me that acceptance that I didn't get when I was younger, and I never got it. Unfortunately, I didn't become a big star yet. But my personal, interpersonal relationships, well, I relied on them. I was looking outside. I was trying to do things to be accepted. It didn't work out. It never worked out that way. And the superficial life of looking outside for love and acceptance came to a true hold when, in 27, 28, where someone didn't want to be around me. I thought I had the closest relationship that I could have at the time, but it was, the reason why it was dysfunctional, up and down, and but still, we relied on each other. One day, he didn't want to hang out with me no more. I'm like, why? We're supposed to be best friends for life. You said that a long time ago, and he didn't want to be my friend. So I was heartbroken, because I thought I lost my brother. I thought I lost a sibling or something like that. Despite being a hard rock and roll on stage, I was a totally different person. And I did get attention. I did get people wanting to hang out with me, and wasn't the right people. And because I was a totally different person off stage. But on stage, I was like a, I was like a monster at times, running around, energetic, and I loved to socialize. Loved to talk, swing the microphone, sing, dance, whatever. But off stage, I was, I get with the people, I find out they're with me for the wrong reasons, or something, trying to get me to do something, or they want to be with me to get to with somebody else in their group, or something else, drugs, alcohol, whatever. But the bottom line is that I never felt accepted. And I could not find love or respect. And this brother who I thought I was, I thought he was the closest, and didn't want to be around me, and I thought it was me, and something was wrong with me, and everybody was right, something was wrong with me. But then I realized the truth is, it's not me, it's just circumstances, them, you know. It's just, I cannot make someone else like me or love me. You know, sometimes people have a good reason not to want to hang out with me, you know. Maybe too odd for them, you know, uniqueness. They want to hang around with the, you know, the beautiful people, the everyday life, normal people. They're controlled or being controlled by other people, which I realized later. And I also realized that, you know, I have to find love inside myself before I can find love outside, because that's truly where it is. When I realized that, it took me a long time to realize that. It was a growth, and I looked deep inside, and then I realized that I had to like me, because no one else is going to do it for me. So when I really like myself, I can look out at the world and see how in a realistic manner, because when I'm searching for it outside, I can't see. I see blur. Then I realize the world is so skewed, and all these people who seemingly have it all have so many problems just like me or worse. Then I look at them, I'm like, oh, I'm glad I ain't with them. You know, that person ain't with nobody. He broke off this friendship. He broke off his girlfriend. He broke off with this person. He broke off. So I realized that it was the right thing. You know, it was the best thing. Because I usually realize when it comes to relationships and circumstances, if it happens, it happens for a reason. I have to like myself. You know, Dove Knight has to like Dove Knight, because no one else is going to do it for me. Because the truth is, I cannot make someone else like me or love me. There's always, you know, that was an important issue in my life, because I felt I was scapegoated a lot. It's in my song, Outcast, if you listen to the lyrics of my early life. Or I wrote a song about trauma. You know, I was Kurt Cobain, like, you know, in my songwriting. I was the grunge, you know. The thing is that it was about love and acceptance. And I realized this world is too skewed and too superficial to give it to me. And no matter what, how inhibiting my outer circumstances are or what's going on, if I love myself thoroughly, which I'm still working on always, because to try to love myself in 1 year or 2 years or 20 years or whatever, it takes a certain amount of time. It doesn't take a certain amount of time. It takes the rest of my life to do so. Because it's always, when it's a lifelong journey. And for you, those out there who are having trouble liking themselves, you must go within, or life will force you to do so. Because life is not easy, and it's chaotic, it's cruel. A lot of things you will find, if you really look inside yourself, is that you're okay. It's not you who have the problems, it's the outside world. So when you're being prejudged all the time, it's not you, it's them. So that's how I felt. It's not me. Especially if I, you know, because a lot of times I don't do anything to people. I have yelled at people. I mean, I'm a human being, but I've been nice to people, you know, talk to them nicely or my own way. I ain't perfect, but I am a goody two-shoe, but they respond to me. I'm crazy, schizophrenic, a loser. Rehab, all those things. And it doesn't matter what they think, because they're going to think that way anyway. I can't change their opinion of me. And especially if they're saying it without even knowing me altogether, and they're being cruel and stuff. Even if they are an expert, if they do know me, it doesn't matter what they think. It's matter what I think of myself. Because if I truly like myself and be honest about it, I have to be honest about who I am too. Then it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, because there's always going to be somebody who ain't going to like me. And, you know, there's always going to be those people who are going to put me down. They were cruel. These people, I realized, were not educated enough to like themselves. They're superficial. They're into who the richest or the got the biggest car, screw as many people as they can, as far as girlfriend, boyfriend, or boyfriend, boyfriend, whatever, whoever, girlfriend, girlfriend, whoever. I mean, love is an equal opportunity, regardless of where you come from, what background you are, what origin you are. It doesn't matter what country you are. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter if you have a disability or not. It doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, tall, weird, or normal, skinny, whatever. We all have to like ourselves. I have to like myself because no one else is going to do it for me. Because there's going to be always somebody criticizing me. But if I feel good about myself and like myself, then I'm going to feel good about myself and I can withstand it. And don't get me wrong, it's been shown to be the truth. Sticks and stones will break your bones, and words, that saying, sticks and stones will break your bones and words will never hurt you. That's not true. The truth is, sticks and stones will break your bones and words will hurt. Words do hurt. Verbal abuse happens. You don't want to hear somebody calling you a name. You feel like, ooh, I want to get back. Only thing I can say is it hurts everybody. Everybody gets hurt by negative words. You stay away from those people who put you down. Even if it's someone making an analysis that's wrong, you don't believe it. I can't believe somebody gonna call me. I ask them a question, and this is what they say. Mental health issue. They don't even know me. They're not a mental health expert. You know? I had to look at them for what they are. You analyze who they are, and you find that they're not knowledgeable enough to make any assessment on you. A really good person will not assess you that way. A fair person will give you the benefit of the doubt and look at every avenue. They won't make a judgment on you. One person that's looked at all the facts. A truly good person will not judge you. You know, but even then, I can't make them like me or hang around me or love me or whatever. I can't make no one else love me, and they can't make me either. The world is made up that way. But remember, there's always gonna be somebody else who's gonna like me, and there's always gonna be someone else who's gonna like you. There's always gonna be somebody else who's gonna like us eventually, sooner or later. It's the truth. Some people have, I have been, I felt victim of so much put downs and so much misunderstandings, scapegoated by society itself because they're ignorant. Yeah, bigotry is one of them. You know, I'm unique. I have a unique personality, I guess. Or then, it's a misfortune in that way, but I can't let it stop me from liking myself because I have to like myself and believe myself. I also have to be honest with myself about who I am, my potential, what I got. I mean, if I have a problem, I have a problem, but I'm a good person. I am a good person. And I know that God put me on the planet to be who I am, and I'm meant to be in love with myself, and I'm meant to be around other people. Because other people did not put me on this planet to be me. God put me on this planet to be me. If I wasn't meant to be liked or to be loved, then I wouldn't be on this planet to begin with. And so you should realize that. Just as I know that a higher power put me on this planet to be here, then I have to like myself because that's important. Because love is the ultimate form of spirituality. It overcomes anything and everything. Some people say it doesn't, but in a sense, it does. Internal love is essential to dealing with everything else. I have to love myself. I'm still in the process of trying to love myself. There's stuff I got to work on, but I love myself, and it's a process that I will continue to strive to learn until the day I leave this planet naturally. It's not easy being a human being on this planet with so much stuff on this planet. You know, wars, people shooting, people doing crazy. They got people, being cruel to others, but they also got people who are very good, too. But this up-and-down planet, topsy-turvy planet, has so much stuff on it, so much stuff for me to do and to conquer and to expand my horizons, but also so much stuff for me to ponder and to try to keep away from because it is very cruel. Hell is on Earth. So, since that is the case, I have to love myself as much as possible. And I realized that those people that rejected me, they needed to go. They had, they had to find, themselves. They had their own problems. The grass was not greener on the other side. It's just that on my side, I had too many weeds. I had to just, keep my grass trimmed. That's all. Because it will grow as much as what it is on the other side. It's just circumstances. Sometimes circumstances are out of my control. It doesn't matter how if the outside of me is prospering or is inhibiting. If I love myself, I can conquer anything. So that's the important thing. So that is the central truth. Because I cannot make someone else love me. There's going to always be somebody diss me. I got people, diss my music. They say I can't sing. Some people thought I was retarded. They still do. Some people hate me. Some people blame me for something I didn't do. Some people, no matter how many times I tell them, they believe it. So I can't change their minds. They're going to believe what they want. That's their opinion, whether it's true or not. Some people gonna put me down. People laugh at me. I've been through thick and thin. As a child, I was called names back and forth, walking down the street. Fagging, crazy, schizophrenic, all kinds of names. And they're cruel and they're not true. But then again, if someone put you down, you have to look at the analysis of the situation. Are they an expert on the field of psychology? A lot of times you'll find no. They just made a judgment call. They're not an expert. Do they know anything about music? Are they a musician? Do they play an instrument? Do they know how to write a song? You'll find that they don't. Or whatever expertise it is. Are they doing well themselves? Are they in a position to say, I'm doing well. Have they got a great career? Are they, you'll find out they probably isn't. But if they are, even if they're an expert on those fields or anything, even if they're doing really well materially, it's still just an opinion. And if they don't, you get a second opinion. And if they don't like you or somebody else don't like you, if you meet people, who you want to be with, date or whatever, and they don't like you, you'll find somebody else. There are people who I want to always be with, and they rejected me. They rejected me. I had a lot of people reject me. They thought I was too way out, But I look at, and when I look at myself, I had to like myself. But I look at way out people in the past who were rejected too. I looked at Jimi Hendrix. He was so way out. He changed the face of rock with his guitar. I look at the way out people like Albert Einstein. He did a lot too. But I don't need to change the world and be a big famous person to do it. I know I can be somebody without without the naysayers. There's always going to be somebody who's a naysayer. A lot of these people probably are jealous, or they're not. I'm not supposed to be hanging around them. I went over to West Hollywood a long time ago. I went over to here. I went over there. Went over there, singing, you know, went over there, you know. I wanted them to sign me, they rejected me. Please sign me, you know. I can't make them sign me. I can't make them like me, my material. I can't make them do anything. They're going to think that way anyway. They're going to they call me name. They want to go, whatever. It's just a matter of what I feel. And if I really believe in myself and really like myself and like what I'm doing and continue to make action and take action, then it's going to pan out to my ability. It's going to pan out to my best interest. So, because if you make an effort to do something positive, you'll go a lot farther from where you started. I know. I believe that. I cannot make somebody like me. But it's hard, you know, because especially someone who it would be hard, really hard, if it's someone, you know, society makes us believe that you have to have the affection, like a mother, father, or a relative or something. But I realized, as I learned early, that this is an illusion. I mean, a lot of families are dysfunctional. We are told that your mother and father is going to be there. Your cousin or whoever, they're going to always be there for you. And the truth is, that's not necessarily the case. Some people don't find love from their biological families. You can't make your relative or family or whatever like you. Fortunately, I do have sisters, I believe, and my mom who like me. But on the other hand, there was a time where I didn't know. But for some people, there's no love from their father or mother or whoever. So the situation is that if that's the case, you can find love from a stranger. It's just as good. You can find love from someone else. There's always somebody else who will accept you. Remember, while there is and will be people who will always reject you, there's always going to be somebody who will accept you in some form or another. There always will. I believe that. We will connect to somebody. I know I will connect to somebody. Because, you know, blood, they said blood is thicker than water. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes water is thicker than blood. It doesn't matter what it is because we're part of the human race. Love, if you find acceptance from someone outside the family and you don't find it within your family, then go to them. It's just as good. Find it with a friend. Find it with someone else. But I can't make somebody else like me. And it's not easy because as a human being, I have feelings, you know. You know, I'm sensitive, you know, I'm rejected, called names all the time. Seeing, you know. But I cannot make someone else like me. And if they don't like me, that's the way it is. Or love me. But I will find it for someone else. But the most important thing is, before I can find love from anybody outside of me, I must love myself before I can do anything or achieve anything. And that's the process I strive for. And I do like myself. And the journey is going to take a long time. And for you out there, that's the most important thing, is to love yourself. Do the best you can to find love inside yourself, because that is the key to everything. You'll find you'll be set free to be happy and to have a good life. And I hope, and I know you can get there. I will get there too. It doesn't matter what people think. All that matters is what you think on the inside. Good night from Dove Knight.